Okay, now, I want to get on to teachers. Some of the texts already coming in. The people that are whining about teachers are just begrudgers because they are being put out for their children's holidays. It seems all about them and their convenience. I love the school holidays in Irlandy. Obviously not Irish, as I get to spend lots of time with my son and we can share or going abroad and having some time together, says Jude. Well, Jude, obviously you are not Irish. Jude, I don't think that's the point the people are making. The point is clearly different that people are making. We appreciate that they have time off. We appreciate that our children are off and we appreciate our children while they're off. But when they're back in school again, for a lot of parents, that's juggling. Particularly parents who are both working or a single parent, juggling time off work when they have to go and collect them or they have to entertain them or look after them or babysit them or whatever they have to do with them. And they expect the school to do part of that because that's what education does. It not only educates your child, but, you know, it looks after them as well. We expect that. You know, we have a changing world we live in. And obviously earlier on, the letter from Tara, who actually works here, said that she's not happy about the idea that her children are only back in school, and it's bad enough that on the first day they're only in for 2 hours, two bloody hours. The second day they're in for a full day, and the third day they're back in school, they're off again, completely off, because of a teacher training day. The teachers have just had, Jude, 3 months off. Surely they could do their training during the 3 months. They only work half the bloody year. I want you to text 53544. That's 53544. And the question I simply want to ask you is it acceptable? Do you think teachers, generally, in the public sector, have it easy? I mean, somebody says, nah, teachers wouldn't know a real job if it hit them in the head. Well, now, let's not denigrate their position in society. They are important, just like doctors, nurses, Garda Síochána, civil servants, and everybody else in the private sector. We all play an important role in society. But yes, do they have it easy? It seems so when we look at these kind of situations. Text 53544. That's 53544. A lot of people, their kids are going back next week, the week after. Well, actually, the end of this month, start of September. And a lot of people are going to get these letters saying, well, they're only back, but 2 days later, they're going to have a day off because teachers need to do curriculum training or whatever it is, or a training day. And they're going to be upset about it. So I want to know how you feel about it. Is it acceptable? Should a teacher have to do their training in their own time and not in their in the children's time? Text 53544. Let me go to Derek. Derek, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Derek? I mean, Derek, is this acceptable?
Well, I speak as a teacher.
Right, okay.
Okay, and I'm post-primary. I've just had 3 months off, and I personally can't wait to go back to school next week.
Right, okay.
Right, so, I have 4 kids of my own, so I'll be minding them for the summer and I'm going up the wall.
Right, okay. I mean, yeah, there's a time you get where you kind of have seen enough of them. Like, right, yeah, I understand the point, right? But in saying that, I mean, this argument that, and it happens a lot, kids are only back and they're off again for a teacher training day. I mean, it doesn't seem to make a huge amount of sense to parents.
No, it doesn't. And I speak as a parent as well. I mean, I think the school's supposed to be open for 160-odd days a year. That's government legislation.
167.
Yeah.
We didn't get the snow days back, by the way. I don't know what happened there.
None of us do.
No.
None of us
have. Well, I'm talking about the parents didn't get the snow days back. See, because parents, as you know, as a parent, have to juggle, particularly Tara, who sent us this email, who works in the radio station. She has to juggle. She's a career. She's a single mum with a career with 3 children. So she has to juggle her time and her career with, you know, having the kids, arranging to have somebody there for them to make their dinners and all that kind of thing. So there's a bit of juggling going on. And, you know, the school is part of that juggling when they're in school.
Well, absolutely. I think we should, as a country, start looking at maybe the UK model. I think it's 6 weeks holiday for the summer. Now, as a teacher, you do get tired, right? I'm not down a coal mine, okay? Which, you know, but you do get tired.
It's a handy old number, in fairness, Derek, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I love it.
Yeah, but admit it, it's a handy number, isn't it? Now, I mean, what's that? I'm looking for the audio here. Somebody asked me, would you please play the audio from that famous teacher? We can't find it at the moment, all right? But there was a famous piece of audio, 23 hours on stage per week. It's a tough job. You know what I mean? 23 hours. I mean, I do 40, Derek. Most people do 40.
I understand that. Now, I do a bit of preparation. I'm not playing the violin for me.
Well, the violin doesn't work with me anyway.
You're doing your lesson preparations. You're correcting. You're this, that, and the other. I understand. I came into teaching late, so I'd kind of worked in the, I'll use the phrase, the real world, right?
Yeah, the real world.
20 days a year and I was working.
21, yeah.
50, 60 hours a day.
Yeah.
Or a week, sorry.
Yeah, but that's what I get. I get 21 days a year.
And then you come into teaching and it's great. Now, I love the Christmas
By the holiday. Way, I'm not Joe Duffy. I don't get, like, I don't know what Joe gets off. He gets quite a lot. He works in RTE. he works in RTE. He gets, like, 6 or 7 weeks or something. I don't know what they all get in RTE, but it's a lot more than 21 days. But yeah, look, stay best because it's a civil servant.
If you compare public service to other streams of employment, yes, you could say possibly
it's a handy number.
It's a handy number in regard.
I'm glad you admitted that, Terry.
Conditions, but you must remember as well, an awful lot of colleagues of mine don't get paid for the holidays. They're on substitute contracts.
Okay, yeah, well, because they're not full time.
And you know that can be a nuisance.
Yeah, they're not permanent. Yeah, but if you're permanent and you've, how many years do you have to do before you get the holidays? Three or four?
Two. It's gone back now after the unions.
So it's 2 years. So once you're 2 years permanent, you get the holiday pay.
And look, I mean, I'm not complaining.
No, I wouldn't be complaining if I got the whole summer off. It'd be grand.
I personally think the summer holidays are too long.
Do they still do what they used to? When I was a kid, I remember my teachers. John Keane was one guy. Mr. Jordan. Mr. Breen. A lot of them used to go away. A lot of these guys were single for some reason. I don't know why. But they used to go away to France and work in France. And work in places like that. And work abroad for the summer. Do teachers still do that?
Not as far as I'm aware.
I think they were picking grapes and things, stuff like that. I don't know what they were doing. But they were away for the summer.
I mean, it does open up. It's great in the sense that you have that time.
Yeah, but a career break, yeah.
I personally don't think that's too long. And I speak because I love to get to work, and I just find after 2 to 3 weeks, I want to get back to work. You know, maybe that makes me a bit funny, I don't know, but I like to be busy where you're here.
I'm looking at the text. A very annoyed teacher here, please come on the air, I'd love to talk to you. He or she says, you have no idea how hard we work for the 10 months of the year. By the way, you're not working 10 months of the year. I don't know where you're teaching, but you're not working 10 months. You don't work, Derek, do you work 10 months a year?
No.
No, you don't.
And look, we work, and you know, you do your day 9 to 4.
Helena, get that teacher on, the angry teacher. Sorry, yeah.
And you know, and yeah, and you prepare your lessons and all that. But look, because I love my job, it's not work to me. Right? Now, it's a nice little reward when I say, God, 3 months off, brilliant. But as I said, 3 weeks into it, God, I can't wait to get back to school.
Right, okay, so getting back to the teacher training day that Tara's complaining about. So the kids are back in school on the 29th. That's only for 2 hours, right?
Yes.
The next day, they're in full time for the whole day till whatever time, 2:30. And the next day, they're off again for teacher training. Now, surely the teacher training should be done the day before they go back.
An awful lot of schools do it that way. When we go back next week, we're doing 3 days of in-house training.
And what explain to those of us who don't know, us lesser humans, what is teacher training? You're basically being given the curriculum and what's new in the curriculum and to be trained up and, I suppose, new stuff like bullying and all this kind of stuff. Is that what it includes?
You do everything from a child protection course, which can take the best part of a day because someone comes out with HSC and you sit down and they go through modules and stuff. You have new junior cert subjects. I know religion is one of them this year. Last year, I think it was English and science.
Yeah.
You've got to go through all that because there's different things you have to do.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's because you have to. It might sound a bit strange, but it does take a full day when you go for these things. Oh my God, I should be out here in an hour, but you're not.
Right.
You have to do exercises and you have to do tests on it and confer and talk to people and that type of thing.
Yeah. But you're not denying it's a handy number.
But I mean, I'm not complaining.
Oh, well, stay there for a second. I want to see if I... That other angry teacher, by the way, who was texting in, very annoyed teacher. If you'll come on the air, I'd love to talk to you. I think Helena has them there. We'll get them in a second. Stay there, Derek. Graeme, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Graeme?
I'm doing very well. How are you getting on now?
Good, Graeme. I mean, this idea of teacher training days and they're only bloody back, I mean, is it infuriating or do you think, well, fair play to them?
I'd rather be working.
Well, are you a teacher?
I find most of the teacher training days, give me the material, I'll go off and do it myself. We can confer on our own time.
Are you a teacher, Graeme?
I am, yeah.
All right, okay, so you're a teacher too, and you don't agree with it.
No, I don't. I'm a secondary school teacher. And like I said, I'm back, Monday week.
Okay.
And, look, speaker, I have no interest in shortening my holidays, but once I'm back, I want to be back.
Right, okay. So how much, you're in secondary school, so you get roughly 4 months off a year?
I'd say if you add in and all, probably closer to five.
Five months, jeez, lads.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, would you agree, is it a handy number? No, I'm not saying you don't work hard when you're working.
The handy number is that it's a cushy, easy job. No, it's not.
But no, okay, so but like job. Every job, you do your job to the best of your ability and work hard while you're working. But from an hour's point of view and time off point of view, it's a handy number, isn't it?
Well, comparatively speaking, from an hour's point of view, if you compare with any other country, we're generally towards the upper end in contact.
Yeah.
And the hours, thing you keep throwing out every time, teachers only work 22 hours a week. Yeah. Any teacher who's not doing twice that isn't doing their job.
I love that bit of audio. It's 23 hours of stage a week. We don't have it, unfortunately. It's gone. I don't know why we can't find it. But it's a great bit of audio. I just love it. Everybody loves it.
But it is a good fun thing. I chuck me mates every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, realistically, you're probably not doing a 40-hour week, are you? Really?
Absolutely. Every week.
Okay, so you're dedicated.
No, I'm not. I'm standard. Well, okay, I think I am. But, I mean...
Derek, how many hours a week do you do?
Majority of my colleagues would fall in the exact... If you're not doing 40 50 to 50 hours a week, you're not doing your job.
Derek, how many hours...
I reckon I'm easy doing 40 at least, because with the preparation and corrections and bits and bobs that I'm doing at home.
Yeah.
And also staying late in the school, too.
But you're post-primary, so you don't get as much time off as him. You do an extra month.
We're both post-primary.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, but Graham, you're in secondary school, yeah?
Secondary is post-primary.
Oh, sorry, I apologise. Of course. I do apologise, sorry. I was thinking of practice.
So we're both, I think, correct in that one, that we all do a lot more extra hours than...
Okay.
Then if you're
but we're both in agreement, as school teachers, that this nonsense of teacher training days and they're only back is rubbish.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, then who's deciding on this? The unions?
I don't find it more productive. I'd rather be working. I get more done.
Yeah, well, okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring in John, angry teacher. John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John, angry teacher?
But not too bad, Niall, yourself?
Good. You're the angry teacher.
I was a bit miffed, all right, yeah. Now, I will say, I said about working 10 months of the year. Yes, I admit, well, I'm...
Isn't it great that you can all call in today because you're not working, but go on, yeah.
Hey, I'm cleaning the floors here, leave me alone.
Right, okay. So, John, angry teacher. I mean, surely it has to make parents very angry because, parents schedule their work, particularly if you're a single parent or both parent people working. You know, they're essentially not just educators, but babysitters too.
We're in local parentis.
Well, I can agree with that in part, and I suppose I should just say, Niall, that I'm a primary teacher myself. Now, the primary, as far as I'm concerned, there are no training days on the second or third day back for primary teachers. I think this must just be exclusively to the post-primary teachers.
What class are you teaching, by the way?
Fourth class.
Oh, and God, that's head-melting, let's say, but go on, sorry.
it is to an extent, and look, the way I look at it is, I suppose I am on the upper end of the scale here, but I have 35 children in my class next year.
Right.
Which is a large group, 35 10-year-olds, and
that's back to the old days, isn't it? I mean, in my class there was 40 kids, you know what I mean, when I was a kid.
Yeah, the case, I mean, I'm actually in it's a growing school, and we're battling hard for,
extra teachers, yeah.
Exactly, and basically that's why I'm in the case that I'm in, but nonetheless, I can tell you that I had 31 last year, and by the time it got to the summer holidays there, at the end of June, and don't forget, primary teachers only get 2 months off for the summer, not three like our post-primary counterparts. But
shorter school days, though.
Yeah, shorter school days.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I accept that point. But by the time it got to the 1st of July, I was literally drained mentally and physically. I was drained. And I really
But I'm drained as well. I mean, John, we all have an important job. I'm not suggesting your job is not important. Of course it is, okay. Right? But I mean, nurses have an important job. Doctors have an important job. Guards have an important job. You know, private sector workers, we all have an important job. We all serve a part in society, right? Or play a part, play a role. Even right down to the guy who emptied your bins. If he wasn't there, should the place be a mess, right? So we all play an important role.
Oh, I totally accept that. And as well, if I could ask you, Niall, what would when you finish your day at 4 FM or whatever, how many hours of research would you put in every night?
Well, hang on a second. See, now Friday's different because I'm not working tonight, right? And I'm grand. Right. I'm off for the weekend, so it's grand. Right. So I don't hang around much on a Friday, right? But during the week, myself and Helena, I mean, we're constantly working. Because Helena, even on the 4 hours, because three of the days we do the nighttime show as well. One is recorded, but three that we do the nighttime show live as well. So what happens is we're constantly in touch with each other. So we don't leave here till about 3:30 usually. We're back in again at 8 o'clock. And between 3:30 and 8 o'clock, Helena will be texting me, "Oh, did you see that story? I'll try and get him for the show tonight." Blah, blah, blah. So we're constantly working. So, and it's a split shift. It's a long day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I didn't mean to sound smart there.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I'm not Joe Duffy. I don't have 16 researchers all, and no. I kind of saunter in then. Well, I don't know what time Joe saunters in.
Today, haven't you?
Huh?
You have a right problem with Joe today.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Fair play. He's a lovely fella. Good afternoon. Welcome to the light line. Sorry.
Well, look. The two lads.
It always starts the same, doesn't it, the show? Good afternoon. Welcome to the light line. Mary, you went in a taxi. What happened to you? Sorry.
Well, look, all I can say is I only qualified last year, so I'm relatively new to the teaching game, and maybe the two your two previous callers there can vouch for this, but certainly, you know, all the lessons I create and all the paperwork that I do in my first few years of teaching, it takes so much time because I'm not used to doing it.
Yeah,
I know with years and with experience that, you know, obviously the time frame goes down. But at the moment, I mean, I find I finished school at, and this will get probably very, some people will be very annoyed to hear this, but 1:30 we actually finish at. We start very early in the morning. We start at 20 to 9. We finish at 2:30.
Very early in the morning, 20 to 9. bless your cotton socks. What time are you up at? You must have to get up real early, like 8 o'clock.
School term. Yeah. Most schools don't start.
Stop, lads. See, you know, people are listening to this and going, he's complaining he has to be in at 20 to 9 in the morning.
In school terms.
They're
going to
complain about teachers anyway now.
But would you not admit, Angry John, that I don't want to keep calling you Angry John, I'll just call you John. Would you not admit, John, as a school teacher, now don't get me wrong, you know, we could all choose to be school teachers if we want to, you know, so we've no right to begrudge you, right? But you kind of have it handy compared to, say, the private sector.
So we have no right to begrudge as you begrudge.
No, I agree. I admit, yes, I think everyone has it tough in their own particular way.
Yeah.
And I think that to, you know, kind of belittle the hard work that teachers put in, I just think is a bit unfair.
No, well, I'm not belittling it. I don't think anybody's belittling it. I think parents are just angry that, you know, they send their kids back to school. They've had 3 months. They see the teachers have 3 months or 2 months in your case off, you know, and they're sending them back to school. And as soon as they're back in school, they're back off again for another day for teacher training. And they're going, why can't they just do this bloody training when they're off? Because the unions won't let them.
Who all agree with you?
Yeah, and we've three teachers who all agree with me, but the unions won't let them.
This stuff.
Well, just to put it out there, I've done three separate what are known as CPD courses this summer, which, you know, were a week at a time. So that was 3 weeks of the summer.
Right, okay. You know, fair play to you.
And if I
want to do a course, we do what they call SkillNet courses here, right, in radio, okay? They're organised by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. So we can opt to do them if we want to. They're free of charge. We can opt to do them if we want to. We can opt to do them. But we do them in our own time. You know, there'll be laws of libel and broadcasting and voice training and all that.
Actually, maybe this will make people even more angry. I should admit now, because of the fact that I've done those three courses, I actually get 5 days off throughout the year. I shouldn't say that.
Where do I do those courses? Yeah.
I'll take another week.
So you get days off for doing the courses?
If you do one course, you get, they're what's known as EPV days. And if you do one course across the summer, you get 3 days. If you do a second one, you get an extra day, which brings it to
okay, four. A friend of mine is a school teacher, okay, and he was saying to me that one of the other teachers, who was more senior than him, came to him and said, we've noticed, now I don't know who, when he said we've, obviously there's some of the other teachers, we've noticed you haven't taken that many days sick this year. Maybe you should take a few because it makes the rest of us look bad.
That didn't happen.
But it did happen. That's what was said to him. That's what was said to him.
I'm sure that's what was said to you.
Did you ever see the comparison in the amount of sick days that are taken in the private sector compared to the public sector? Us people, we are obviously the healthier people, the private sector, because we just don't take time off sick. How many days do you think I've taken sick?
You don't have the same strength in union, the same working.
Yeah, because we just don't get away with it.
No, you don't have the same organized union and working conditions.
But even if you had a union and working conditions, you just wouldn't get away with it. This is kind of I've taken not one day sick. Not one, thankfully, touch wood.
I was off for 3 weeks in May.
Sick?
No, I ruptured my Achilles tendon. But
that's a genuine reason, isn't it, I suppose? But yeah. Okay. But that'll
count into the stats that you're quoting.
No, guards are the worst for sick days, by the way. On average, 2 weeks per guard.
Why do you think that might be?
Well, but they're in a stressful job, I admit.
Guards are the worst. Think of what they do. Come on.
No, I know. I'm just saying, lads. I just, you know, public sector. This is turning into public sector, private sector.
I do believe,
it's my honest opinion, that I do believe there are a lot of people in the public sector wouldn't last a day in the private sector. I'm not saying you three lads, by the way.
I actually worked in the private sector before I became a teacher, so. You know.
So did I. I became a teacher at 28.
Yeah, so the public sector must be like a holiday to you, is it?
No, it's not. It's fulfilling.
It's fulfilling.
It is fulfilling, but there is. I've never gone sick, and I never would, because it's it, it, it There is a bit of messing around.
Will you rupture your Achilles tendon?
Yeah. Somebody says, no, those teachers are bugging me. What about my position? I work with people in intellectual disabilities ranging from 19 to 76 years of age. Yes, total 80 in total on a daily basis and only get an hour break a day and 23 hours holiday a year, Monday to Friday. Teachers have
years.
It tough, my backside.
We're not saying we have it tough. I don't think any of us have said that.
But then why are you saying...
I did that equivalent job. I worked as a care assistant unit for 5 years.
Yeah, well, the unions will have us believe you poor lads are stressed out of your heads.
I'm not saying at no point am I stressed, but everybody's stressed in their job at some point. Is it debilitating to me? No. I'm sure maybe it is to some people, but I would think no higher percentage than there are in plenty of other professions.
Okay, Stephen Malakash, by the way, says, Niall, how do you know you're on a plane full of school teachers? You can still hear their whining when the engines have been switched off. Right, okay.
People whining are the ones who want their job conditions.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, because Irene, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Irene?
Oh, my God, this
man's
made me
day. we've three school teachers on the line there now. Angry John and Graham and Derek.
Yeah.
Irene, do you think they have it easier, or is there something wrong?
They have a reason, because I tell you one thing, when I walked, it was up at 4 o'clock in the morning and the ghost was sore.
Ah, well, hold on now, hang on. John has to be up. John has to be in work for 29.
That's what I'm laughing at. Anyway,
not today, he doesn't.
And I had children.
Taking that out of context, Niall.
I'm just saying, 20 to 9, John, God bless you.
Taking it out of context.
God bless you. I must have to rush the breakfast into you.
To say to them is, I realise why they get so much time off in the year. Is because long term they're all going to be the TDs that's running the country, so they have to.
Oh, they'll be all the TDs of the future.
Yeah, because that's what's running their country. So what happens is when they have so much time off, and when they are a few years there, they're going studying about politics, and that's what they need a time off for, Tom. Or sorry.
No, yeah. Tom. Just call me Tom. Who's thinking Tom?
Sorry.
If you call me Joe, I wouldn't be too concerned, but who's Tom?
I
don't even know a talk show host that's a Tom.
No, I'm saying a prayer for my granddad.
All right, okay, sorry.
I'm just saying, that's what they do.
Oh, okay, so they're practicing for being politicians.
Oh, absolutely, and it's right country.
You have to be careful not to vote for stuff.
Any of you three guys interested in going into politics, no?
Not a jot.
No, they're
annoying politicians, absolutely.
Why is it that that politicians tend to have been school teachers in the past? It's a strange kind of thing, isn't it? I don't think that happens in any other country in the world. Ireland.
It doesn't, and then we see what they're like, and you just say to yourself, give up hope and despair, because it's just a joke.
Because really, school teachers...
They're not representative of the rest of us.
Well, we're supposed to assume that school teachers are quite intelligent people, and yet we have these bunch of idiots in the Dáil, who most of which were school teachers, with the exception of our leader, who was a doctor. Sorry?
They're probably the ones that weren't any good.
Okay. They didn't last the distance. But lads, yeah, I'm looking at some of the text in here. Somebody says, Niall, don't let them three pull the wool over your eyes. I've been a school teacher all my life. The money is good when you consider the amount of hours that we work on a yearly basis. And we have got it reasonably easy. I know that chap mentioned that he has over 30 students in his class. I have 26 in my class. And I'll be honest with you, they're not a bother. I go home, I'm not stressed out at the end of the day, and I just love the holidays.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that last,
Yeah.
Fair enough for him. Each to their own.
Yeah. So, I mean, lads, you are all agreeing with me. You're school teachers and you're agreeing that Tara, who wrote the email...
We're not agreeing it's a cushy job. We're all agreeing.
No, but she's right to be angry, isn't she?
Oh, the parent who came in? Absolutely. Yeah.
I agree. She's right to be angry in that circumstance. But I suppose the cushy job comment.
By the way, just in relation to this situation there, I don't want to piss everybody off listening tonight, but not our post-primary one, but certainly, or should I say our primary, but our post-primary guys. So the kids are back at the end of this month. Yeah. And then when are they off for midterm?
It's usually 8 to 9 weeks. So I forget the exact date.
It's about
9 weeks.
The last week in October, yeah.
Imagine having to work 9 weeks,
and I won't be counting those weeks the day we get back and finding out how many weeks between all the holidays.
Right, so how long will you off for midterm? Nearly 2 weeks?
No, that's a week.
A week for midterm, right?
A week for that, 2 weeks of Christmas, a week in February.
So then two months later, you have 2 weeks off for Christmas, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you've got to look forward to then February, you're off again?
Another week, yeah.
Yeah, another week. Yep. And then your midterm then, or Easter, or Paddy's Day?
Paddy's Day,
and then 2 weeks of Easter.
Right, okay. And then you're back for about a month or so, month and a half.
Usually about 2 months.
Usually 2 months, sorry, back for 2 months, and then off for another 3 months for summer.
Exactly.
What a life, lads!
We have about 3 or 4 days off in primary, actually, around May, I can't remember the exact dates now, but we had a full week last year, just the way the calendar fell, but this year I think we've about... 3 days or 4 days off there in May.
What's that for?
Make them feel better because they have to go back to school and we don't.
Right, it's to make them feel better.
That's not obviously me, just being facetious.
By the way, lads, do either of you do, or any of you do, correcting during the summer?
Yeah, I did it for 10 years, and I stopped this year, and I'm never doing it again.
And what's that for, junior cert, leaving cert?
I used to do junior cert honours history. I did that for 10
years. Are you allowed to tell me how much you get?
No, I can't remember, to be perfectly honest. I remember
just conveniently can't remember.
I am allowed, yeah.
How much is it? Ballpark, how much did you get?
It was...
Per paper.
After tax and stuff. Like
No, before tax.
Oh, I wouldn't know if I wouldn't even look at
paper.
Before tax. I look at what I actually
get. It was coming out about $7.50 a paper before tax. That was for junior cert I did this year. Now, you haven't got paid yet.
Right, and how many papers would you get? I'm not asking you how many you got.
Depends on the subject.
How many?
Like I used to do about 300.
That's all right, isn't it?
I'm the same now. It's a long day, though, in fairness, and it's
yeah, but you're not doing anything else. You're not working.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but if you do the maths in it, it's minimum wage, which, again, are below that.
Well, go on. Hang on, lads, there for a second. Keep texting 53544. That's 53544. I could throw out the question, do teachers have it easy? But there is a question Tara was on about, where she was angry because her kids are back to school and the teachers are taking a day off for training. Should the teacher training be done while they're off anyway? Keep texting 53544. A lot of people texting in, by the way. The poor teacher. Well, I think it's an incredible cushy job, obviously talking about teachers. And it goes on to say, I work with children myself, the early years sector. We have no school holidays. We work the whole year with a week off for Christmas, which is taken from our annual leave. My shifts vary between 8 to 6 daily and 8 to 5.30 a day, and I get paid just over the minimum wage. I think it's scandalous listening to these three lads complain about their workload. Even if they have to take work home with them, they can sit there in their pyjamas in the comfort of their own home. And even though they are not paid for the extra work, technically they are according to the wage that they receive for their 9 to 3 shift in school.
Not 9 to 3, of course we're paid, and I don't think any of us complained about our workload.
Well, no, I don't think you complained about your workload, but we hear unions complaining about the amount of money you're paid. I mean, you are, as far as is the second in the European Union?
What they're complaining about is unequal pay, not a workload. So that wouldn't change my pay 1 cent.
Yeah, but I mean, teachers in
this
country...
That's what they're complaining about now.
I mean, I remember reading recently that I think it's either the highest or the second highest in the EU. Teachers are getting paid in this country. Would that be fair to say, lads?
And what are the contact hours and what... What are relevant living costs?
I mean, apart from anything else, you can bring up your salary by doing grinds, can't you?
Yeah, but I suppose
I'm not going to ask you all on the air, are you doing grinds? Because, you know.
I take it back. I did once for a family friend, and I was not paid for.
You know, like a hairdresser can go out and do extra bits and work. You know what I mean? You can do grinds, like anybody, I suppose, who's a skilled person.
Any job can go. Yeah, anyone with any skilled job can look for extra work if they want to on top of their.
Of course.
Regular work.
But is there rules around or laws around doing grinds? I'm just curious. Because I know, for example, guards are not allowed to do security work on the side, for example. They're not supposed to. But they do. I know some of them do. But is there kind of rules?
Yeah, but that's potentially for guards being in compromised situations.
I know, yeah. But there is some jobs where you're just not allowed to work outside of your actual hours. Okay, yeah. let me just go to Martin, because he's a bit angry, I think. Martin, you're in Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martin?
How are you doing?
Martin, come on the air, just be angry. It's good for a Friday.
Go on, have a go.
Go on, Martin.
Not at all. I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I'm just bemused, really. Listen, it's the second handiest number in the country, apart from being a TD.
And some of them are both.
And I got to tell you, I'll tell you something else. I remember I sent you a text there in the early 70s. I got my first job, right? And it was a furniture shop. It was a rubbish job, but it was my first job. And when you're a young lad and all the rest, but there was a fella in the summertime who came along and he was delivering all through the summer, all the furniture, right? And that was a Nixer.
Right, he's
and
a school teacher.
He was a teacher.
Right, okay.
And nothing has changed since. They all have...
They're all delivering furniture during the summer.
Yeah, not all of them.
And he's on my game. I'm just cleaning the floors.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, they have... the one thing I want to say is there are good teachers and bad teachers.
I would agree.
I don't think that bad teachers should be let get away with what they are.
I know that's actually a whole topic in itself, and I completely agree with you, Martin. I think in the state, I don't think in the last 20 years there's been one solitary teacher fired.
Absolutely. It should be far easier to fire.
Absolutely. I would completely. I mean, lads. Lads. You know, sorry, Graham and John, you're still there, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think we need to look at this. This is a problem. There are teachers who are really bad teachers. I mean, if I was bad, if you're in the private sector,
there's people bad at every job.
Yeah, but no, absolutely. Yes, but if you're in the private sector and you're not performing and you're bad at your job, you will eventually lose your job.
And that should be able to happen to teachers as well. Absolutely.
Because I know of a situation of a mother who came to me. And, you know, in the class for the summer exams or whatever it was, all of the students did particularly badly. Now, if all of the, this was in second year, and if all the students perform badly, you know, that reflects, that must be the teacher. It can't be the students.
But, Niall, I mean,
that all compared was, relative
any
to
teacher
what?
Is open to a random incidental inspection at any time from the Department of
Education. Yeah, but if it turns out that they're shit up with their job, they don't lose it. They're just moved.
If they're genuinely bad at their job, there should be a report, there should be censures, there should be pointed out, there should be an offer of retraining, in which case they have the opportunity to improve. If that, they don't do that twice, they don't improve, then yeah, they should lose their job.
Absolutely, like anybody else.
But it should
else.
Not be just based on straight exam results.
Would you not agree with that, John?
I would, of course, but I think that, you know, teacher training is so intensive in terms of inspections by, you know, retired principals and teachers in their own right that... you know, I think we have a kind of profession. Yeah, obviously there are bad teachers, but I think very, very few filter through the system because it is such a hard, you know, profession to get into in the first place.
Yeah, but they go off and become TDs.
But you should be able to lose your job. And I'm not suggesting you should lose it easily, by the way. But if you're not doing a good job, I know of another instance of a teacher who was an alcoholic and coming into the class on a regular basis, reeking of alcohol, obviously suffering from hangovers or still drinking, probably on the side.
But if that's the case, that should be reported.
It was reported on numerous occasions. The teacher was eventually just moved. You know, I mean, it's very difficult for a teacher to lose their job.
No one's going to defend that now.
No, and you're right.
No one would dream of.
But I mean, in my game, for example, when the ratings come out four times a year, you know, the Jane Law ratings, which is like our Bible here in the radio industry, right? And if your ratings are bad on your continuous basis for maybe more than two or three books, you're out the door. That's it. It's over. Game over.
Yeah, you know, I think this is similar to the previous thing. I don't think anybody's disagreeing with you.
Okay, let me go to Donald. You're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Donald?
How you doing, Niall? Well, Niall, it's going back to the same thing again. I really am sick to the teeth in public service, whinging about it. I really
nobody's
am.
Whinging, mate.
Well, I'm here to talk. My woman works in the HSE. She has told me you could kill somebody and you won't get sacked. And you're hitting the nail on the head.
Let's be clear, not literally, obviously. Well, yeah, don't suggest people kill each other.
Well, you can commit gross misconduct and still not get sacked. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
And it's the same in the teachers, and it's the same in every public sector job in the country. This chap is saying there now, all these people should be censored and retrained. No, unless you have the threat of being sacked, you can be shit at your job. And that's the way it's going to stay. And
you didn't listen to what I actually said, did you?
No, I did. And what I will say as well, what I will say is the secondary school...
He agreed, but Donald, by the way, he agreed with you.
The secondary school teachers union are more militant.
I think Donald just wants to fight it.
They're as militant as anything.
What, the unions?
The unions. They're totally and utterly militant. And they're hiding behind young teachers. Because my daughter-in-law is a young teacher, and she's finding it hard to get a full-time contract because they keep bringing back the old teachers that's retired.
That's not why she's finding it hard to get a job.
It is why she's finding it hard to get a job.
Why is she finding it hard? But there are teachers there that really should be, you know, sent off, packing.
Yeah.
Older teachers. Now, I'm not being ageist here.
A certain age.
They've had their time.
Sorry? What age are you now?
I'm 54.
So about another, what, 10 years and you have to disappear?
No, I'm in the private sector.
Hang on.
I'm in the private sector. It's very different to the public sector. You know what I mean? I mean, whether I have a pension, when I have a pension or not, is voluntary. I don't get a subsidised pension.
Should someone lose their job because of their age?
Well, should I be allowed back into the army?
Hang on, Donald. Look, he raises a fair question. If somebody is 67, Donald, right?
Yeah.
And good at their job.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you've got George Hook in there, for example, in News Talk, right? He's still there, by the way, for those who tried to get rid of him. He's still there on a Saturday, right? He's good at his job.
Yeah.
The man is still corpus mentis, you know, he's still a good talker. You know, should people just lose their jobs because they hit a particular number?
If you receive a pension from the state of your from your job, that should be the end of it.
There's okay, no so reason. 65 is the end of it if you get a pension.
Should I be allowed back into the army, so? Because I have a pension from the army. Should I be allowed back into the army?
Are you still able to do your job?
Well, hang on, Donald. You know, if you're 70 years of age, you're hardly going to be on the front line of the beaches of Dunkirk,
okay,
are you?
I'll make it more simple.
Dad's army.
You need a time machine, at least.
Why are old fogies being brought back into the teacher? Because the head, because the principals know them. That's why.
Sorry, John, you can answer that, can you?
I can answer that. I come from a small village in Wexford. I don't work in my local school. I don't work there myself. I work an hour away. But in my local school in Wexford, okay, there is a shortage of substitute teachers in the area, okay?
Yeah.
If a teacher is sick or needs to take a day off or whatever the case may be, okay, there is not a young substitute teacher in the local area to fill that vacancy. Now, if they don't, so they have two choices. They can ring a retired teacher from down the road, which there are plenty of in the village as it happens, or the alternative is the class gets split up. They do work from a workbook for the day, okay, not partaking in the particular class that they're in. Or we've had a case actually in the past where children had to be sent home